Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School football on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA 3. We're joined now by Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson. After the Warriors fall tonight on homecoming to Newton 29-21, coach, first play of the game from scrimmage, they hit you for a 68-yard touchdown pass. And it just seemed like it was playing catch-up the rest of the night, and you couldn't quite get enough.
And that is, that's the story of the last 2 weeks as far as playing catch-up. And then our inability to finish drives. You know, we did that a couple times tonight. We had some really good drives again tonight like we did last week, but come away with no points until late in the second half there in the fourth quarter. We finally put some points on the board, but it was too late. And a lot of that, that's on me. You know, not being able to put us in a position to call the play that we think is going to work. And I need to get better. Just like we talked last year, we're in the same position. I need to be better at what I do.
Well, it was a great, we will talk about some positive things here. It was a great coming out party for Brady Schmitz tonight,
for sure.
His first game of the year. And unofficially, we had him with about 130 yards and three touchdowns. Receiving. And almost every catch was a great catch.
Yeah.
He came back for some balls. He kept drives alive. Geez, what did you see from him tonight?
Well, the two catches that he had in the first half he had no business catching either one of those. The one down here for a touchdown, and then the one, on the south end for a touchdown, and then the one on the north end that was late in a drive. I don't know how he caught either one of those, but he did it. And then, he finishes right here with a ball from James to at least give us a fighting chance for the onside kick. And he was just fantastic tonight, and really, really excited for him to be back and then, have an opportunity to showcase what it is that he can do.
We'll stick on the offensive side right now. The running game was good at times. With Dominic and Eli getting some yards out there, but it just seemed like there was a tough front seven from Newton, and they were in the backfield quite a bit.
Well, no doubt. And I told you earlier in the week that we were nervous about 65. He's a heck of a player. And then they sit seven in the box, and we've got to be able to execute. And our biggest issue is still what's our identity on offense, and we've got to be able to do that. And that's something that I, as the head football coach and the leader of this program, have got to get better at, and that's on me to make sure that's taken care of.
Defensively tonight, you put them in some tough spots at times, and they converted on fourth down or third and long, and Caden Klein, their quarterback, was as good as advertised, not only what he could do running the ball, but throwing the ball.
Oh, he put the ball on the money all night. There were drops. There weren't missed passes by him. And I thought we did a great job up front by putting pressure on him when it came time for us on a passing down. And then he found the right opening to put the ball where his receivers had a chance. And then they do a lot of really good things to put him in a position to make plays with his legs. And he does a great job of commanding their offense and converting on third down, converting on fourth down, and keeping a drive alive and then putting points on the board.
What can you take out of that final drive going 71 yards down the field? James didn't play a lot tonight, but he got in there late. He had some good throws on the final drive, and you end up getting some points. Not enough time left for you, but can you take some positives out of that drive?
Oh, for sure. And I think the biggest thing was the way that we talked to James about we put him in a bad spot there. Coming in late in the game and then expecting him to complete passes and everything, and he did exactly what we wanted him to do as far as getting the ball out to the sideline. Nice and short, because they were playing way off, because they were in their little prevent there and just trying to keep the drive alive and getting first downs, and then finally completes a pass there on fourth down for the touchdown. So he was great there late for us in the fourth quarter.
And then Ty Nang, always so good at the directional kicks, and just about got the ball back for you there. He pooched that one over the top of the onside defense, and you almost had a shot at it.
We were really close. I think we had one guy that was maybe within an arm's reach, but they did a nice job of eventually covering it up. But we can't wait until the fourth quarter to try and put a drive alive and or together. And the bad thing is that we were one dimensional at that point in time. We were just throwing the ball, which then allows them to put their ears back and come after us.
So where do you go from here after this one? A second straight defeat. You're home again next week. It's the final non-district game against a pretty good ADM team. You're going to have to flush this one pretty quick.
Well, that and we've got to be able to come up with an identity on offense. What can we do in short yardage situations where we can get a first down and then how do I do a better job of leading our young men to being prepared for what it is that we're going to see on Friday night? And that's something that I've got to do a little soul searching over the weekend and get it figured out so that I'm better on Monday also.
You got a little sneak peek at ADM when you were scouting Newton, probably. So what do you see from the Tigers this year?
I think the biggest thing is that they are solid up front again. And so their offensive and defensive lines are good, and they've got enough skill kids that they go through and complement. You know, they had a couple of really good plays against Newton in which they put themselves in a position to score, and they came away. I think there were two or three drives where they didn't get any points. They went for it on fourth down inside the 5. They went for it on fourth down again inside the 10 and didn't have any points, and they ended up holding on in that game 13-8. So we've got a work cut out for it again. You know, just like we talked, all four of our non-district games are tough, and then our district doesn't look like it's too shabby right now either.
Well, that's been Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson following his team's 29-21 loss tonight to the Newton Cardinals. Thanks for the time, coach. Wish you a great week of practice, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.